Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about what is happening up in the sky above. Of course, the number one big news of the day for us today is preparation for the full moon, and the full moon across the axis of Gemini and Sagittarius, with the moon actually in Gemini and the sun over in Sagittarius. So it forms an opposition to one another. That is the very definition of a full moon, when the sun and the moon are in an opposition. And you can also frame that as the moon and the earth are in a conjunction. Well, obviously, a conjunction doesn't mean that we're sitting in the same area of space. It means that we're sitting in the same degree of the zodiac relative to our place in the solar system. So this is why the earth and the moon don't collide during this kind of a full moon, right? Because we're not in the same degree of space. We're in the same degree of the zodiac or of the hemisphere, the ecliptic plane. All right. I just had to say that because sometimes people go, how can that be? But it does. It works out. Trust me when I say this. I hope everybody's doing well this morning. And I see Rebecca and I see Amy. Good morning so far to you, ladies. Glad to see you there. Today, we're going to talk about maybe just, two basic things. One would be the talk about the full moon and then the Pleiadian Earth energy. And then I'm going to try to cut out of here a little bit earlier today so that I can put the finishing touches on the presentation for this afternoon evening. So let's cut to the chase and get right into what is happening today up in the sky. So if you are living anywhere west of the East Coast, so that would put you in Central Time, Mountain Time, or Pacific Time. You are going to experience the full moon this evening because it will occur at 9:12 p.m. my time and then 10:12, 11:12. If you are in the East Coast or on the East Coast in the Eastern Time Zone, you will have your full moon on December 12th, tomorrow morning, at midnight 12, so 12 minutes after midnight. So if you're seeing all the hype and the memes on Facebook or Instagram about 12:12 and portals and all of that, it's pretty much BS unless you live in the East Coast, because otherwise the rest of us are experiencing it a different time. For those of you in other time zones outside of the US, I'm going to give you the universal time. GMT is 5:13 in the morning on December 12th, so tomorrow morning. And that's what we would call universal time. So, but for the rest of us this evening here, there's four time zones. So 3/4 of us are going to visit that new moon, full moon, not the new moon, this evening. So there you have it. I'm hoping, but I doubt it because it's really very cloudy and overcast today. I was hoping that we'd be able to see the full moon. But it's a 90% chance of rain this evening. So I kind of doubt it. I will just tap in with my third eye and feel that energy of the moon. Now, this happens to be a very long full moon. Let me explain. As soon as the moon takes on fullness, which means it comes to the opposition point with the moon and the sun come to an opposition point, the moon turns void of course. And that means from 9:13 or 12:13 your time, if you're on the East Coast, until literally 6:23 p.m. for you all tomorrow night and 3:23 p.m. tomorrow afternoon for all of us on the West Coast, the moon will be in void. So literally we are left with the energy of the full moon for an extended period of time. Remember, we always talk about the void, and the void itself is not a time of starting things or pushing into new territory. It's really kind of a more contemplative time, a good time for meditation or yoga or to clean off your desk, to complete things that are, sitting around. But it isn't really necessarily the best time to go in and start something new. The energy just isn't there, right? It might feel like, I got to start this new project, but quickly the energy flags and goes away. And then you're left with this half done or half started project. better then to use the energy of this full moon to contemplate the issues around this full moon, which we're going to go into here in just a moment. Because we're left with this for such a long period of time, we have a longer period of time then to do the things that we do with the full moon, which is about completion, right? Which is about revelation, which is about fulfillment. And is sometimes thought of as the time of closing the doors, right? Just letting that chapter end and being prepared for the next chapter to begin. So we have an elongated period of time for us to work with the energies of this particular full moon. And that gives it more power, more bang for its buck, because we are left with it for such a long period of time. Good morning, Tracy Wagner. And Rebecca says, greetings. And Dawn, good morning to you. Allison, good morning. Marjorie Roth, great to see you. And Colleen McSpirit. Kathy Miller, good morning. And Marjorie says, yes, 12, 12, 12 for us in Virginia. You guys are lucky. You're the 12, 12ers. Good morning to Kathy Miller and Angela. Good morning to you as well. So let's talk about this full moon then. What can we expect? Because there's quite a few transits kind of in the mix, if you will. Let's call it in the mix. So we're not just dealing with a very pure full moon. We never are, right? We never are just dealing with the moon and the sun. We have this entire pantheon of planets, archetypal energies that are all engaged in everything in every day. So what can we look at then? So first we should look at probably what the energies of the two planets involved are, right? The sun and the moon. And these two represent, if you really want to think about this, they represent the whole human. So the sun may be representing the more physical, identified with the ego you, while the moon represents the inner emotional, soul-driven you. And so when they come together in a new moon, or when they come together in a full moon, or in the quarter moons, then it drives us to become more whole, right? More holistic, more in our whole beingness, right? So what we have with then the next look is out just one step. Let's look at the signs involved. So we're going to have the moon in the sign of Gemini. So we're dealing with the energies of communication, of the mind, of our interactions with one another on a social level, with how we share ideas and information, how we learn what we learn. And then with the sun in Sagittarius, it puts the giant spotlight then on our beliefs, on what is the truth according to whom, and what are the bigger organizing principles or the bigger organizing truths of the universe. And it puts an emphasis on adventure and exploration, stepping outside of our normal boundaries. Because now if we look at the two ruling planets of the two signs involved, we're now taking on a third layer. The ruling planet for Gemini is Mercury, and the ruling planet for Sagittarius is Jupiter. So now we have this relationship going on with the planets that are the rulers of these two signs. Well, Mercury is the planet of communication. Mercury is the ruler of the focus that we have on something in our world. And it is the energy of flitting from one thing to another. It's motion. It is ideas in motion. It is communication in motion. And then the sun's ruler at this point in time is Jupiter. Or let's say Sagittarius ruler is Jupiter. So we have this idea of expansion and moving outward from the more limited places that we've been. So all in all, then, we have a full moon that represents to us our grounding in of our personal truths. So how many of you out there, raise your hand. I won't see you, but you can raise your hand. No one else will see you either. Have been finding yourself at times living other people's truth. Breathe. Living the truth of the world, the greater, wider world, instead of your own truth. And that can show up in many different ways. Maybe you taking on a job because the world says you have to earn a living and you have to do it this way. And if you don't, then the whole of your life is going to fall apart. It could be happening in your relationships. It could be happening in the way that you create, you know, your ideas and art and all the ways you express yourself. It can come up through your speech. You find yourself saying one thing but believing something else. So there's a lot of ways in which we are living somebody else's truth, or the truth that maybe feels comfortable to us, because then we fit in, right? We fit into the wider world. So this moon brings us to, what is our own personal truth? Now, it's kind of interesting here, because when I think of Gemini energy with the more shadowy planets, for example, the Black Moon Lilith, Ceres even can do this in Gemini, the North Node in Gemini, there's a part of that something popped up on my screen here. Don't know what I did. There's a part of that energy that is living someone else's truth, but also people pleasing behavior. So it makes my mom and dad happy if they know that I'm out here working a full-time job in the way that they were raised and the way that, you know, their reality works. It makes my spouse happy to know that I'm doing blah, blah, blah. But the one person not getting satisfied in all of that is you, right? So there's people-pleasing behavior here. And that people-pleasing behavior then causes you to get into a mode of behavior that isn't authentic, isn't true for you. And then you, it's not like you don't notice this, right? Maybe on some level, the physical level, maybe you're like, yeah, but this is what I have to do, right? I have to. But on the inner levels, the more emotional, mental, and spiritual levels, there's a part of you that's dying every moment that you are engaged in something that isn't your own truth. And then it begins the self-talk, right? The self-talk within. And that self-talk can lead you down a wicked road of undermining your confidence, undermining your power, undermining your ability to be who you want to be in the world. So right now, with this full moon approaching, we have the opportunity to look deeper. What am I saying to myself? Even the most minor things. The other day I noticed that, I can't even remember what I was doing. And I'm like, duh, Janet, that is so stupid. Well, I know that came off flippantly and it was in the moment. And do I really believe that I'm that dumb? It doesn't really matter what the belief is. The words have power. And even in the most minute way that we say things to ourselves or we think things about ourselves, words have power, words create. And that means that, do those things then become a reality, or do they encrust within them a truth that isn't maybe really true, but it becomes a truth, right? That maybe you can't do anything right, or that you're never going to amount to anything, or that you're, you know, you can't live life the way you want to live life because something out there creating, you know, the need for me to have to do something. And I get it, right? I get it. I live on this planet too. I really do understand that we have issues around survival that we're still dealing with. But what if we just let go of all of that, right? What if we just let go of that survival energy? What would happen? Do you think you would die tomorrow? Mm-mm, I don't think so either. I don't think that death has, I think death is a fear that we won't survive, that we won't thrive, that we have to do these certain things in order to thrive. But that takes you further and further away from your truth, further and further away from your heart. Remember, Sagittarius, the sun in Sagittarius, has its arrow pointed at the galactic center, at the heart of the galaxy. And what does that mean, right? We're trying to come back into alignment with that heart energy. So then this also brings up the idea of mindlessness versus mindfulness, right? Mindlessness, mindfulness. And where are we on that spectrum, right? Are you really noticing what you're thinking? This is what I woke up thinking about this morning. As you know, I'm doing the webinar this evening, the astrology for 2020. And of course, my own head is going crazy. Have you prepared enough? Are you going to be able to bring this information in the way that you really want to bring this information? Is it going to be interesting? Is it going to be impactful? I mean, trust me when I say that I am sometimes my own worst enemy when it comes to this kind of stuff, because I start that talk. So I'm laying in bed this morning and I thought, but this is your choice. right? How do you want this to go? So then I began a different conversation with myself before I ever even got up this morning about how did I want this to show up for me today? How did I want to show up in the webinar? How did I want people to receive the information? How did I want it to go? What did the flow look like? How did it feel while I was doing it? And I went through this process. And then I had this thought, you know, in the morning we go to our closets, we open the doors and we look at the clothing and we choose, right? What are we going to wear today? Today I went and I was like, what color do I want my... You guys won't believe this. This is sort of OCD of me, but my closet is arranged in rainbow order. So everything color-wise goes from, you know, Roy G. Biv. And so I have, that's how my closets are arranged in color. And it really looks very pretty because, you know, you have, yeah, anyway. So when we go to the closet, we look in and we're like, what do we want? We pull out an outfit or we pull out a dress or whatever it is that we're going to wear that day. And we put on that outfit. Well, the same thing happens every day in every moment when we're choosing a reaction to something or we're choosing a behavior. We're choosing what to post on Facebook. We're choosing how it is that we want to show up in the world. Do we want to show up with inclusivity, bringing everybody in and being whole and being mindful of who we really truly are? Or do I want to put up, you know, information out there that seems exclusive, that seems designed to create polarization? Or are we, you know, am I going to engage in something different today? So it's the same thing when you wake up in the morning and you're choosing, well, how am I going to behave? How am I going to think of myself in this moment? It's a choice. And much like the choice of outfit that you're going to wear today, you're choosing your attitude. You're choosing the belief that you're going to enact. You're choosing the mindset that you're going to be in. And if you don't think that, if you don't believe that, then there's not much I can do for you. Right? Because it's happening. Every moment we are choosing. We are choosing our behavior. We're choosing what we think. And it doesn't mean that, you know, sometimes thoughts flit in and you can recognize that you don't have to land on every thought and make it your truth, right? You can let it come in and you just basically see that thought and you just let it go right back out. Just because the thought comes in that I'm going to bomb this webinar badly this evening doesn't make it true. It makes that I see that thought. It's coming from a fear, from old self-talk perhaps, but I'm not launching into that. I'm not, or latching onto that. And I refuse. I'm not going to do that. I recognize you. I see you. I value you for the information that you are giving me, but I'm going to allow that thought to go on, right? It's passing through. I don't have to grab onto it. That's your power, right? You don't have to grab on to those thoughts that come into your mind. And various times in our lives, of course, we suffer, we struggle. Suffering through human design is optional. Right? Struggle is not. It's a gate, right? It's a gate and it gets defined by planets and it causes us to grow and expand and, you know, buck up against limitation and it pushes us, right? But our reaction to that is our own choosing, right? We get to choose. Am I going to suffer through this or am I going to embrace this and just move through it and see what happens at the other end? So we always have these choices, right? Here, the moons often in their new state or in their fullness, bring us to some of these more cosmic truths. So let's see, how's everybody thinking about that? Mimi, good morning to you. And Colleen says, oh yes, I'm in others' truths. So true, it slowly kills you. My goal for 2020 is to live in my truth. That's so awesome, Colleen. Linda, good morning. Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel, good morning. And Londa, good morning. Debbie Hedden, good morning. Great to see everybody out here. So bottom line, this full moon brings us to the opportunity to choose truth, our truth, right? Our personal truth. Now we have a bigger truth as humanity as well. We have a bigger truth as spirituality as well. We have a bigger truth as planetary action. And those truths are also in the eyes of the beholder. Right. So we have choice about what it is that we're going to create as a truth or that we're going to actually believe. And again, so it puts it right back on you, right? Or right back on our own shoulders and our own responsibility to choose how we're going to react. When I was looking at the full moon, I chose to look at the human design gates engaged, which are gate 26 is where the sun is at. That sits on the ego center or the will center, the little triangle that's most likely for most of you white. It's a center for the allocation of time and resources and money. It is also a place in our chart where we bond with the tribe or with a community. And it's a very interesting energy because its name is integrity. And in its lowest shadow form, it's lying, right? Or it's the trickster where we're kind of clouding the truth, right? We're not telling the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. We are telling our truth according to our world, the thing that saves my butt that doesn't show me or cast me in a negative light. And if you take a look at the outer world, we're seeing a lot of that. A lot of whose truth is it anyway? So the sun putting a lot of focus here for us to become more heart-centered. By the way, the will center is also called the heart center in our human design. It has several names, the heart center, the will center, the ego center. The purpose of this particular center is for us to individuate and see ourselves clearly. And then the identity center, the square that's either yellow or white, they are meant to come back together. They join together at the gate of universal love. So we're meant to see ourselves as loving beings, part an individual as well as a group or a larger collective. So we come together through that channel that of initiation, initiating us into becoming one again. So that's a really interesting energy of that particular center. And this particular gate reminds us to come back to the heart, right? To come back to our integrity, to get back in your own skin and live from that place. Now, the earth and the moon, who are in a conjunction at a full moon, right, is at the gate 45, which sits on the throat center, moving down toward the will center, the heart center, the ego center. And here is about releasing the fear that forms our foundations. It is a gate of prosperity. So 45 is about money. It is about what it's about abundance. It is about having all the toys and then distributing that outward. And then the people that are at the receiving end taking that in, and then they distribute outward or backwards to you. So this is a gate of sharing of resources, time, money, attention, love, all of these things that we have as resources. But right now, our world is struggling in the shadow of this energy, which as we talked a bit about yesterday, is the energy of dominance, where we feel like that it's not even a feeling. I think it's just a survival mechanism. I don't know that there's any feeling in this energy of dominance. It's old, right? It's old and it served us well. We've survived through many of things as humanity, but it isn't serving us now in our highest. But what would serve us here is when we take in this energy of prosperity and then we breathe out that prosperity. And then we breathe it in and then we breathe it out. So we're taking in and we're sharing out, right? We are receiving and we're giving. So there's this exchanging of energy here that goes on with the earth and the moon, and slightly skewed to sharing of ideas, inspiration, and creativity. The curiosity to find out things that might happen next. What would happen if I changed the way I behaved? What would my year look like at the end of 2020 if I changed what I was focusing on? Instead of focusing on all the things I don't have, what if I changed my focus and put it on all the things I do have? How would that expand me even by limiting my focus forward into all the good I have instead of looking backwards to the limitations? It's an interesting mind flip that I think we have the opportunity to get into. And this brings me to another energy of the full moon here, which is about learning, right? Learning related. Sagittarius and Gemini are both the college student and the elementary student, the people that take in information and share ideas. And they're not saying that all of the ideas are correct. They're saying, let's talk about it, right? Let's share this idea. Let's see if there's a new way to look at this. So what more can be revealed to us when we expand our minds and our hearts and we educate ourselves and we see the world differently? You know, it's a well-known fact that, and I don't mean this in any negative way to anybody out there, but it's a well-known fact that people who are college educated or who have education beyond high school, they have a bigger view of the world. They hold a wider perspective, likely because they've been exposed to so many different types of subjects and so many different types of people on a university campus, etc. But you don't have to limit yourself to just having to be a college student in order to get there. You can do what I call pulling of the threads, right? You pull the threads. So we're having a conversation today about education. So maybe you look at opportunities to educate yourself in other ways. I mean, the internet's awesome that way. You just have to be a little more judicious about what information you're getting because, you know, you don't have exactly the idea of who's the source, right? What's this sourced from? So this brings me to another great word for the day, and that's discernment, right? Not judgment, but discernment. So here's what I found myself doing this morning. There's several of you whose pages I go to and I see your posts, mostly probably because I've subscribed. I don't know how I do it, but I see it. And some of you, I go, oh my God, what are you posting? Not just you guys, but you all, like the world. What are you posting this for? And then I want to go into judgment, right? I got to go into judgment because that's where we are as humans, right? And then I went this morning, nope, let's go into discernment. So I started looking more dimensionally at what was this person trying to inform us of. Were they even conscious when they posted what they posted on Facebook? Or was it an unconscious post? Bloop, there it goes. And so what it did was it stopped me short of blaming and judging and being harsh about what people are posting out there. And instead I went, well, you know, I own discernment. I don't even have to read it if I don't want to. The fact that I read it made me irritated. So don't read it, right? Pass on. But if you wanted to know more, look deeper. Right? You can look deeper. That's your choice as well. What is that person's opinion? Where's it coming from? What does it mean? If there are any meaningful threads that I can pull, I'm educating myself, right? I'm educating myself. I might be able to see through their eyes in a different way. So new ideas, processing these new ideas or these things that you know, just make you go, whoa, is a part of this full moon energy as well. Processing. It takes time for us to digest these ideas, these things that we see in the outer world. Whether they're right or wrong doesn't matter. That shouldn't be the first thought. The first thought should be, how does this add to the tapestry? How does this round out my own knowing? How does this round out my own knowledge base? So we have opportunities with this moon to see things differently, right? To see it with a wider lens, to see the world from a different perspective. Okay. Questions, comments? Helen, good morning to you. Amy can get amazing education online. Yes, thank you, Amy. That's very sweet. Discernment, one of my favorite words. Of course it is. You know why, Mimi? Because you have a moon in Virgo, right? So Virgo energy is about discernment. It's not about being gullible. It's about using discernment. It's a gift we all have. We just have to use it. What else do we want to do today? The Pleiadian Earth energy of the day is to transcending. And transcending is Kimi in the Mayan calendar, which was represented by the vulture sometimes or other times the death mask, because it's about letting go of the old. It's about transcending, letting go of what no longer serves us. Grievances, beliefs, situations, relationships, jobs. What is it that we're holding on to, teeth and nails? And what is it that we're afraid if we relaxed and we let go, what would happen? So transcending gives us the energy to do that letting go, to use, here we go again, the gift of discernment rather than judgment in determining what you're going to hold as your truth, right? And that even an opposing viewpoint can bring us together in some way, right? Isn't it beautiful to have multiple points of view, right? Multiple points of view. Don't tap into the ugliness of what the opposite might mean from where you stand to where they stand, but look at, you know, something bigger, something different. Expand your points of reference, right? To include, to be wider, not narrower, right? This is a wider viewpoint. So two, the energy of the universe for the day about duality is expanding our viewpoints, right? It is seeing that opposites are really just the same side, or different side of the same coin, right? So you could put Republican on one side, Democrat on the other, right? They're the same coin. They have different viewpoints, right? Same quarter has heads and tails on the other side. You flip it up and it lands on heads. You flip it up, and the next time it lands on tails, but it was still the same coin. So looking at the points of reference, expanding our viewpoints, remembering that when you spew something out there, that you are also not being open to seeing it holistically. And that's something good for us to remember too, before we just vomit our words out there and, you know, trample over other people's beliefs or their thoughts or their ideas or their inspiration. Remember that, would you want that to happen to you? So what's interesting is one of the things that I was looking at for, there's so much for 2020. God bless. There's just so much. And one of, and this is, I probably shouldn't share this yet, but I'm going to. One of the big learning points for 2020 is about the golden rule. And the golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And that's, I'm sure there's more to it that we could take that phrase apart or that terminology apart. But 2020 brings us to that point in time where, are we going to choose to keep beating each other up over our differences of our different points of view? Or are we going to honor it all, right? You may see the world of animals out there and you really love cheetahs. And I'm bringing that up because I saw a wonderful video this morning on this man who was sleeping under a tree with a cheetah. Or you might like armadillos. But just because you like armadillos and I like cheetahs doesn't mean that we can't get along. I might want to say to you, well, what is it you really like about an armadillo? As that person may ask me, well, what is it that you really like about a cheetah? The difference is the intensity of that difference, that different point, right? We tend to put more focus on our religious beliefs or on our values or on our political affiliations. Those kinds of things seem more intense. But in reality, it's the same thing. So you're a Democrat, tell me what you like about that. And, or, you know, what is it that attracts you to that? And if you're a Republican, what is it that attracts you to that, without getting heated in a spirit of wanting to know more, to be more engaged together on the planet? I think if you did that, you would find how closely you guys, your differences really bring you together. It's really amazing, right? So we have to be able to do this. We have to know that the way that we treat one another forms the basis of our values. And the outer world isn't going to give that to us. Right? If you expect the government to suddenly overnight decide that they're going to love one another and work together to solve the problems, that the real problems of the world, no, that is not going to happen in 2020. What's going to happen in 2020 is that you and I are going to make a decision, and we're going to decide on the favor of love. We're going to be deciding that we're going to be more inclusive and not exclusive. We're not going to be shaming, blaming, guilt tripping anybody, right? That's the power for all of us in 2020, right? Love being applied, not hate. Finding our same qualities and not our differences. Honoring the differences, but also honoring the sameness. So it's a big year on tap for us. And literally, people, this leads us to civil war, or it leads us to avoidance of that and onward to a golden age. Our choice. It is truly our choice, right? So if you want to hear more about that and what the basis is in history and how that plays out throughout the year, you still have time to get your ticket or your seat for the webinar. It is this afternoon at 3 p.m. my time, 6 p.m. East Coast time. It is all the links and everything you need are right there on my Living Astrology Facebook page. Marjorie says, I agree with Amy. Oh, thank you. You're a great teacher. 1 year ago, I wouldn't have stopped to listen to your information, but I asked myself, what if it will add something beautiful to the mosaic of my life? I'm going to sign up for your monthly group. Awesome, Marjorie. That's so cool. And I'm thrilled to hold that space, but I learn from you all as well. I do. It's amazing to me when I see your posts or I see your comments, the effect that it has on me. And that's the way it should be with, you know, mentors and teachers and students. And we're all playing that role at various times. I have the teacher hat on, other times I have the student hat on. And from my position as the teacher, I bring information to you. And as my role of student, I learn from all of you. So it's an amazing giving and taking, right? Giving and receiving. A breathing in and a breathing out. So it's perfect. Good morning, Mary, and good morning, Christine. Okay, so one last thing before I move on this morning, and that is that Mercury and Uranus are in a scritchy little combination today, in an inconjunct. Remember, an inconjunct is a 150-degree angle between the planets. So Mercury currently sitting at 4 degrees of Sagittarius and Uranus sitting currently at about 3 degrees plus of Taurus are in a position with one another that it brings up an irritation. It's like that sand grain in the pearl or in the oyster that generates a pearl. It's that sand or something burr beneath, you know, that's in your sock that makes you take off the sock and look closer at what's going on. So we have this challenge to us today, and the challenge is a mind challenge. Mercury rules the mind, the calculating data-driven mind. Uranus rules the higher mind, right? The part of the mind that sees the bigger picture that what is the word I'm thinking of, is sort of electric in its ability to see things in the moment, revealing to us something more, something new. So we may be challenged to think or speak clearly today because the high energy of Uranus inspiration or Uranus revelation might be hard to process in the moment to bring through to people. And that can also then create mental chatter, the monkey mind. So just be watchful of that. If that begins to happen, go take a walk, go eat some chocolate, go take a drink of water, move around, get some energy dispelled, ground yourself in some way. Maybe it's a great time for, you know, a quick walk or a meditation, and then come back, because the mental issue is happening because so much is coming in at one time and it's hard to filter through all of that. There's this thing called the flicker frequency. And I want to say that it is 24 thoughts per second that, and that number may be higher. I'm remembering, this is from memory. And that flicker frequency determines how many thoughts that we can actually handle in a moment, in a second. And if you multiply that out over the number of seconds in a day, whoo, how many thousands, a million of thoughts are going through your head or that you're processing in any given day. So this flicker frequency is kind of heightened at a point in time when Uranus is involved, especially when it's involved with Mercury. So there's this high energy stuff coming in and you can only process so much of it. So be kind to yourself if this is happening to you today. If that mental chatter gets too much, go do something else, right? Because that is the possibility that we have. We're left, remember, with the long period of time with the full moon that's Gemini and Sagittarius oriented, which is mind oriented, communication oriented. So you might have to give your brain a rest, right? Go close your eyes, go meditate, go do something different so that you can come back and process more of what has come in for you during this time. I kind of feel like that's going to be a good model for the webinar this evening as, or this afternoon, depending on your time zone, as there's so much, Right, there's so much. I'm not talking about just a day. You know how long I can talk about the day. Imagine how long I could talk about the month or the year, right? So I have to be able to condense this into information that is usable for you. And it's been a process. Luckily, I didn't wait until today to put all that together because I would be dealing with this problem of being challenged to speak and think clearly. So there we have it. We have a very powerful day today and tomorrow. And it won't be, like I said, until later tomorrow evening that we come out of the void of course moon. That means literally most of the day tomorrow, we're also in processing of all of this full moon energy. So be kind to yourself, be kind to others. Right, you guys are in the know because you're here. You hear me saying these things every day. Other people do not hear this and they are unconscious. This is your opportunity to be conscious, to be cooperative, and to be loving, kind, and generous to your fellow human beings. Tracy signed up for the monthly membership. I'm looking forward to the meeting today. Yay, Tracy! I haven't seen that come through yet. But I will certainly make sure you have the links and everything, because if you join the membership, that's one way for you to be able to come to these webinars that I do. Allison, what do I need for tonight? Natal chart and gene key chart, or just one of them? That is a really good question, Allison. I really want to say that this will be a three-part webinar. For the bulk of you, you're going to care about the astrology. And if that's the case, have your astrology chart and a pen and a paper, right? I'm going to tell you things like circle this day on your calendar. So that would mean jot that day down, because later you want to go back and see where that's happening in your own chart. But I envision in my mind that we also have to have another conversation that takes in the human design for 2020, and another conversation then that takes us into the gene keys for 2020. There was just no way that I could do that well in this first webinar. I would love to have been able to do that. Maybe in another year or so, I might be able to do that because there wouldn't have been so much. But I would look forward, Allison, since you're already a member of the Academy, of me being able to share that kind of level of information with you later. But for right now, bring your natal chart, have a pen or a piece of paper ready. Get this, I've done all these slides through PowerPoint. And as soon as the webinar is over today and I am able to post it all up, for those of you who attend the webinar or who signed up for it but didn't get to attend for whatever reason, you're going to have access to the slides. And that means you can print each of the things up that I've put out there for you so that you have them. And I have a surprise for all of you who do attend, and that will make things easier, I think, and also an offer for everybody who attends. So, that's all I'm going to say for now. All right. That's it for me today. I'm going to go get all these things finished up. If you guys have any questions, any problems, call me 360-420-0092. That's the best number to reach me. Or you can certainly email me at janet@living-astrology.com. All right, everybody. That's it. Have a great day. Talk to you later, or I'll see you tomorrow morning. Okay. Bye for now.